Hello and welcome to the Red Leaf Card, your home for Canadian soccer news and views. My name is Jacob. Today we have some updates on League One Canada and also some news on Tristan Henry's situation with Forge FC. But first, here are your fixtures rundown. Comunicaciones loses to Monterrey 4-1 in their first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Real Estelí beats Club America 2-1. Herediano loses to Toluca 2-1. Forge FC loses to Chivas FC 3-1. Vancouver Whitecaps draws with Tigres at 1 apiece. Upcoming matchup is going to be Chivas versus Forge FC. That's going to be sooner or later. In a few hours, or for long hours actually, in this recording. And also some updates in League One Canada. Dutch Connections FC has renamed their team to Borough FC and has a good ring to it. And it looks a great name for it for starting at League Two Ontario, as noticed. They have their promotion relegation system for League One Ontario. Burnaby FC will be the replacement team for League One BC of the team that has folded due to financial issues. And I think Burnaby FC might have some good rivalries with TSS Rovers. Bringing up Tristan Henry into the situation for Forge FC, which he did not play for the first match. And lots of people were questioning, why is Tristan Henry not playing? So a lot of speculation coming in. Tristan Henry saying some actual statements about the whole situation, because he was in this whole transfer issue with a team that was in the USL with the USL championship, actually USL champions. So he was going to the USLE, and there was an offer with Memphis 901s, and Forge FC was basically trying to make this trying to close this offer. But Bobby Smerione said, I'm not going to try to close this offer. So Tristan Henry is basically closed. And also there was some rumors that they didn't want to pay the fees for it. And so they decided no. And Tristan Henry kind of had some mixed emotions on this transfer situation with the other teams that he was offered. And Forge FC, and it's also have to do with Forge FC, how they're treating sometimes their players. And some fans had their say on social media, like, for example, free Tristan Henry. It's a lot of situation going on with it now. It just questions how Tristan Henry is going to stay with Forge FC. Could this whole situation come down to say Forge FC might actually not do well in this upcoming season if Tristan Henry will not play any matches in the regular season? If he's going to be playing, there you go. Basically, Tristan Henry is actually done with this whole situation, and go back to normal with this whole situation, with this transfer deal. But Tristan Henry, I think, might have some mixed views and still have this problem during the season. But I think then later, snap a finger, it's gonna go away. Because the whole deal about it, that he signed the optional of his contract, is really kind of this mixed reaction of it. What are you gonna basically do? What are you gonna do after that? But I think Forge FC might do really, really better if figuring out a transfer deal. If Tristan Henry does not want to take an option to go somewhere else. And it does feel like that. If you have some players want to seek for other deals to be in the open for the transfer market, and the team says, no, I'm still going to keep you. Maybe just say, you're out. You're not going to be interested in having a contract. That's the problem here. So I hope Forge FC and Tristan Henry gets better. And yeah, it does bring in some thoughts to this. To this Tristan Henry situation, but hoping this season for Tristan Henry in the regular season for the Canadian Premier League goes well. Now it's just going to be the starting goalie, and you have already four goalies. You have Aloney short term from LAFC. LAFC 2, you have Dino Bontes, you have Yazim Goliat, you have now Christopher Colongo for the roster, and Tristan Henry, he's not active for the CONCACAF Champions Cup due to the situation that's happening. But the Loney for a short-term contract, Yazim Koliat, I'm really questioning if he actually plays for a goalie. But he did not play. Christopher Colongo, has played for the first leg for Forge FC and versus Chivas. It does question. For Tristan Henry, a lot of things are going on, but now the whole transfer deals going on of ranking my deals, the whole deals of right now, and like my reaction to how Atletico Ottawa, I think right now the whole teams how they are doing in the transfer market. I feel like Atletico Ottawa right now is going all in. They're doing their best to do who they sign. It is like they're all in, and everyone just looking at them and saying, "Wow, they're going all in. They're trying to get both of those trophies." It looks like that. It looks like they want to get the Canadian Premier League Shield and the North Star Cup. They do want those to be on the trophy case. And right now you have, and I've looked at the whole roster, who they signed. Balu Tabla, Chris Tuardek. They actually signed a loan deal with Liberen Torres, who is in the second division of the Spanish league, for Villarreal, Abdurkar Sissoko, who played for Forge FC, and they signed Ryan Yesley, for I think it's unclosed deal. And it does question to me of if you're signing Ryan Yuzley as per usual. And the question for me, how the whole, if Ryan Yuzley is going to be playing as a starter goalie instead of Nathan Ingham. That is a real question that some Atletico Ottawa fans should think of if you are going to think of who will be the starting goalie, who's going to be your proper first team goalie. And that is going to be a question mark. I think, to be honest, I think Atletico Ottawa fans know who is going to be the starting goalie, and it's Nathan Ingham. And it's always been that. But it does question Ryan Yuzley a lot if he's going to have that time to play games. It does. But he is a good goalie. And sooner or later, you think of Nathan Ingham. And if his contract is done, is it that time that they're not going to sign him and have Ryan Yuzley take that first starting goalie? And I think they're going to that role, time to take their tactics. But they're going to let Ryan Yuzley play some games, and they're also thinking of Nathan Ingham to being their starting goalie. And Calgary FC, Calgary FC is sooner or later going to be playing the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They're going to be playing at Starlight Stadium. But right now, bringing in a good roster. They did sign Leighton Brooks from Australia, and Lucas Diaz from Sporting. It does look like that they're actually going to be signing some good players. They signed some good players. Not just that, they also signed Jack Barrett, who's a loney. And think about, and also about Lucas Diaz. I mentioned Sporting CP. He played for the B team. And Jack Barrett, which is his goalie for Everton FC, he plays for the reserve team. So, lots of eyes on these two signings that are on loan. As noticed that still, you signed Diego Gutierrez. That's a good sign. And mention of Leighton Brooks, who played for Melbourne Victory. And you're getting and you sign Barshevsky. That's something that a lot of fans are willing to see on the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And you're looking at this team, you're going to be versing a good squad. You're looking at a good squad of Orlando City SC, which their nickname is the Lions. I look at that game. I'm going to look at that game with Calgary FC versus Orlando City SC. I think there could be a possibility for a tie game, but I think it's in favor for Orlando because it's a strong team. It's like Major League Soccer is a strong league, and the Canadian Premier League looks maybe the challenging team could actually, I think they could beat a Major League Soccer team. As noticed, we've seen the Canadian Championship versus Vancouver Whitecaps. Calgary FC beat the Vancouver Whitecaps. Lots of people were shocked of the first ever season for Canadian Premier League to actually beat a Major League Soccer team in the Canadian Championship. And now, Pacific FC does it to Vancouver Whitecaps. So a lot of competition we're seeing coming out of the Canadian Premier League. And I see some competition with the Canadian Premier League coming in for the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and it's going to go long time. It's going to be a long time. It's going to get better for the Canadian Premier League soon. Maybe it's going to be 10 years for that. And it's going to go well. And so Forge FC, who they signed. So Dino Bontes, who from Western University, a short-term contract. Amudu Kon, who basically was a draft pick from the U Sports draft. Kevana Tavernier, who is also on a short-term contract, who last played for Sigma FC. Umane Omar Sise, that they actually gave a full contract. And Nana Opoku Empoma, who played for Fortuna Dusseldorf in the Bundesliga. Zane Bruno, who played for Sigma FC, he's on a development contract. And Yazim Colliet from Los Angeles FC 2 for a short-term contract. And the reason why they signed these players is for the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And as noticed, what I was really surprised that they got rid of Manchikar James for undisclosed undisclosed transfer to go to Alajuelense. Women's Pasillas, there is some rumors, or maybe it could be some sources and rumors coming out that he's actually playing with Nashville FC. And right now, what I am seeing about Forge FC, the roster that I look at, it looks like that Forge FC might move down in the season, but it just has to look at how they're going to do in the first five games. If it's a winning streak, if you see four wins or four draws, and they're still making points, maybe Forge FC still has it. And I look at it, Forge FC might still be in the playoffs at that point. Halifax Wanderers, they just signed Graeme Saul, who from the University of Montreal. And not just that, Jeremy Gagan-Lapierre, they signed him, who last played for York United. And Ryan Telfer, that's something. Lots of fans do love seeing Ryan Telfer, who last played for Miami FC. And looking at that, it looks to me that we could see more of signings from Halifax Wanderers. And still, I still think that they're going to be into playoffs. It just questions to that if they in the five games, if they struggle in the first five games, if they lose like four of the games, or on a losing streak, or a draw, it just goes into the middle at this point. And if it's a battle for the fifth spot, and the other coast team, Pacific FC, they signed Sean Melvin, a big name that they signed, who last played for Atletico Ottawa. I have some hope on Sean Melvin. He did well with Atletico Ottawa, with the time that Nathan Ingham actually was not active to play, Sean Melvin did really well. I think Sean Melvin should have still more playing time. And I think Pacific FC had the right person. To be honest, I thought Sean Melvin was going to play for Vancouver FC. Pacific FC, well, took him. Zachary Bohus is also in the team. Ali Ndoum was their last signing. Dario Zanata, who played in Scotland, with an undisclosed fee and add-ons for it. And Rion Moore, who last played for Defense Force in Trinidad Tobago. So they still have their key players for it, but they lose Manny Aparicio, one of their best key players in Pacific FC, and lots of people are still questioning. Manny Aparicio is still out there trying to sign players. I really don't see Manny Aparicio. Right now, I don't see Manny Aparicio signing with a CBL team. I really don't. But if I see the only team that I see Manny Aparicio right now, and there's a lot of questions if Manny Aparicio is going to sign with Atletico Ottawa. There's, I think, Halifax Wanderers. There's also been rumors that he could be in Toronto FC. I don't see that. I don't see that happening if he's going to Toronto FC. There was some, I think it was also for the Vancouver Whitecaps. I don't see that either. Maybe Next Pro League he might be in of those teams, but I don't see that happening. I really don't. But I really think the shocking one would be if he goes to Halifax Wanderers. I think Halifax Wanderers would actually be really, really competitive if Manny Aparicio got signed there. And also, not that, I still think that Valor FC should sign him. Would be a more competitive team at that point. Now, I'm going to be mentioning about Valor FC, how they're doing. And as noticed that I mentioned Ryan Yesley, they transferred him to Atletico Ottawa. They still get a loanee from Atletico Ottawa for a short term, actually a season long loan. Noah Verhoeven, and they sign Sean Hundel from Vancouver FC. Zachary Secunda, that played in Finland. Roberto Aragon from Calgary FC. Jordan Faria, who played for the second team for Toronto FC. Tez Murdoch-Kustis, who played for York United. Jordan Swebel, who played in Australia. And even more, Charlampos Chansopoulos, who also played in, who played for KPV, Demi Antongolu, who played for TFC, and Jonathan Visosi, who played for VPS in Finland. And right now, Jonathan Visosi is 32 years old, and I think that who they signed for the goalie who played in Finland, I think that he might be their first team goalie. for so many reasons. I think this goalie does has proven really well that he's a starting goalie for it, for Valorosi. I think lots of people might think Valor FC is going to still be the team that's not going to be in the playoffs, but I just can't at this point think Valor FC is going to be last. I think Valor FC is going to improve in the upcoming season. There's so many things that goes at this point. So Valor FC, my opinion, is going to be in this battle for the fifth spot. And Vancouver FC, really, at this point, they're doing slow in signing players. No question about it, but now Paris G, they signed. David Norman Jr. signed. Ben Fisk, that's also a good one. Grady McDonald, who played for the Whitecaps Academy. And now it's always questions of Vancouver FC. Who are they going to be signing next? So, and York United's my... You don't need to even look at York United because they sign a lot of good players. They've signed great players. But the question is where Nico Giannopoulos is going to go to after that for their season. There was some possibility that Calvary FC was going to sign him. But I think Nico Giannopoulos, is just where he wants to go at this point. And I think it's just going to stay. A lot of eyes are on Frank Stirring also. There's a lot of eyes on the Mexican players that they signed. Martinez, Leon, Botello is one of those Mexican signings that are loanies. And Dennis Salanovic, also a player that lots of people want to see. And it does bring in questions at that point. And I still think York United, Forge FC, I think we have three Ontario teams going to be in the playoffs in this upcoming season. I do see still Halifax Wanderers being in there. But it does question who's that fifth spot player in the playoffs. And still seeing that maybe Calvary FC wins. Calvary FC wins the North Star Cup. I see redemption for Calvary FC, but I don't see that. I think Calvary FC could actually verse Atletico Ottawa. I really do see that at this point. Halifax Wanderers, I really don't see them in winning. Maybe third spot for the playoffs. But Calgary FC and Atletico Ottawa. I think Atletico Ottawa is going to be the regular season champs. And Atletico Ottawa is first and they win their round. Calgary FC loses and they still make the finals. And Calgary FC wins the North Star. I think Atletico Ottawa is going to be the biggest upset. But I do see some people say, maybe Atletico Ottawa is going to win. But it does question if Calgary FC at this point has that roster that will beat them. But you have Balu Tabla. But it could be that point. Atletico Ottawa is going to play some mind trick and maybe win. But it might go to PKs. It might go to PKs at this point. But I think if I want to be truthful, I think Atletico Ottawa will win the regular season and the playoffs. And that's full time of the Red League Card. I'm your host, Jacob, subbing out.